Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Jason Tatum.
Tatum steps to the corner. Fall away three is good. Tatum straight away three is good.
The Celtics play here. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue.
Ooh. Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom, a lot of times during the game, you will speak to the players. Last night you were caught on camera speaking, perhaps yelling. At your guys, lip readers were able to point out that you were saying, listen up, we got to be quicker, faster, more explosive. What was it that you saw at that moment that led you to have to do that?
Well, I do that quite a bit in practice. I know they don't always pick it up and, when I do speak, but I speak a lot in meetings and practice field, certainly in the games and the huddle, and just trying to communicate what I see. You know, a lot of other guys are doing the same thing. So, you know, it's a tough game last night. They came out and played really well, and they played very aggressively. We tried to battle back, and just came up short in the end.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends, so why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
A lot of people say you were yelling. I mean, you could say you were yelling. Oh, could you? Wow, how do you read body language like that?
Tom.
I wasn't aware if you were yelling.
Tom. Can I just be here with you, Tom?
Why not have a lunch?
Have lunch with you, friends. Tom. Can I lick your boots, Tom?
Tom, please kick me in the nuts. I've been a real bad boy. Kick me in the nuts.
Can I eat that dog food, Tom? Just give me what you want to eat, Tom. I'll eat anything that you want. Just continue to be my friend, Tom.
All right, Will Brinson is not answering the phone.
All right. Tom.
Good. Appears that you were yelling. Does it appear? Wow, how'd you crack that code, stupid?
Tom, a lot of times.
You should be a detective the way you figure that out.
You think he's got a cigarette after every glass?
No, I think that he clicks glasses with his wife like a nice rosé and says, you've done it again, Jim. You've done it again.
Jim, you asked him a question that you sent to him earlier, and he gave you something good.
Westwood One, you know, when I was on NBC, I mean, this was the dream when I was doing All-Star Games, MLB All-Star Games for NBC. This was the dream,
yeah.
Doing one interview during a Westwood One Westwood One game.
Well, there have been some funny, I mean, obviously after this game, you knew it was going to happen, and people's heads were going to explode, and you know, it's doom and gloom for the Patriots. Listen, it doesn't look good with what Brady's doing, and he's not helping. You know, the yelling on the sidelines, and you know, and you saw, as I said, I even found myself watching those really creepy, whispery Greg Bedard breakdown videos that he obviously records, not wanting to wake anybody else up in the next room, but they're great. And he did one or a couple yesterday where he just showed how his receivers, not named Julian Edelman, failed him. I mean, you saw, of course, the one where N'Keal Harry, I mean, I know you disagree, but I do believe that he was not physical enough on that
sure,
play.
Sure, fair enough. And then, you know, people who know far more than me would say he's not physical enough on that play. I'm just questioning if the ball is thrown differently, if that's an interception.
And then there's the Jacoby Myers play where Tom Brady gave him a signal to take off. And the first second that he got any kind of contact, he gave up on the play. And you saw Josh McDaniels get pissed off at that. And then there's the one that you saw Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady looking at the tablet afterwards where he does the gun sign to Philip Dorsett. Philip Dorsett, of all the guys, is the one I'm most shocked at, that he just completely regressed. And Philip Dorsett obviously didn't understand it or didn't get the read and didn't take off. And Tom Brady ended up throwing an air ball down the field. So you knew you were going to get – some fairly hot takes. Here is Rex Ryan, who, of course, when stuff like this happens, my man likes to dig right in.
New England doesn't scare anybody anymore, and it's because of that. There is no talent out there. I mean, Edelman's your best player. He's a slot receiver. And then James White's your second best. There's nobody else.
Okay, so we knew that was coming. But but this might have been, I know, he loves feet. He does love feet.
He showed off another tattoo. He's got one on his right or left arm, and it's not the Sanchez one.
Because there's the one with his wife. It's tattooed his wife wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey, which is just awesome.
Right, and with her feet sticking out. It really does. Like, it was basically he just wanted to put 2 feet.
Really beautiful feet.
Well, you know how people get, like, their baby's feet, like, tattooed on them or something? Wouldn't it be great if he got his wife's feet tattooed, like, on his chest in real size?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because that's where he likes it, just stepping on him. That is correct. Well, this might have been my favorite take from yesterday. This is from Bart Scott, who, you know, of Can't Wait fame, we remember that, does not like the Patriots and thought he would throw this out there.
Listen, their path to the Super Bowl, especially, you know, we know what it is if they don't host throughout. You know, they've never made a Super Bowl when they had to go on the road at any point.
Yes, and that was disproved numerous times.
How about last year? Like, I would understand if he forgot about, the AFC Championship game in 2001. Like, I would understand that it's been a while.
Hurley was just jumping out of buildings. The hurlometer went off in his house, and he just started, and he couldn't get on Twitter fast enough. He's just like,
it's like, somebody had a take that was wrong.
Showing up, that's not true.
I just imagine Hurley, like, there's a poll. He jumps out of his bed in his pajamas, and all of a sudden he's got, like, not only a suit, but the hat with the little thing in the front that says press.
Yeah, he dumps that on. He jumps out of his Patriots pajamas and sits down at the computer.
He just sits down and goes, somebody's wrong about the Patriots, and I shall scold them for it.
On the internet.
You were wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong.
All right, Scott, you're telling me that he's taking over for Incessa Joe.
Is he really? He'll do fine. People in New York love Bart Scott. He's going to be the Francesa replacement? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Yeah, I saw that he's going to be going to New York. Bart Scott?
He's already in New York.
No, I think he's moving to that.
He's moving from afternoons, I think, going up there.
All right.
But for Bart Scott to, I mean, that was kind of stupid seeing that last year they did it.
Listen, you're talking off the top of your head, you're going to get some facts from.
Yeah, good job, Bart Scott, sportsman.
That's right.
Fart guy.
wait, is there a fart evidence on him?
No, he just called me fart guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm the caller earlier.
I don't know. I didn't know if he was had been under investigation before.
No, he isn't. He has not gone to fart court.
Yeah, that was a triumph in a fart court. Which we finally had our first break where we did not convict the defendant.
There was something interesting though, and I've felt this way watching the Niners Ravens game, but not as much as last night. It is strange to watch a game after watching so many Patriots games this year where there's just an explosive offense, where you see like crazy things like. When you see Russell Wilson extend the play and be able to make these unbelievable dynamic throws and escape the tackles, you've just become, I don't know, like oblivious. It's not part of your universe when you're just watching the Patriots over and over again. You're not used to seeing amazing scramble plays or doing anything like that anymore. Now it's just Tom gets the ball, get rid of it, and hopefully a guy's open.
Well, the thing is, he used to have suave moves in the pocket where he could step up into the pocket and make people miss. It wasn't flashy. But, yeah, now you're seeing that this new wave of quarterbacks, and, yeah, it's pretty much everybody now.
Well, it's funny, too, Fred. It's like, I mean, you remember several years ago, every time Tom Brady would throw it deep and you couldn't see the left side of your television who he was throwing it to, I mean, that was like where you'd stand up and go, here we go. And now every time it does it, you expect there not to be somebody there.
Yes.
Like he's throwing it away now. It's like, okay, well, he's throwing it over someone's head. He's throwing it away because he doesn't want to take the hit, you know, which is understandable. At that age, you have to do that to preserve
your
body.
You don't want to get the sack. Right. I don't know why you have to throw it downfield. I don't know why you can just not throw it out of bounds.
Watching the Patriots offense just isn't fun. Like, it's not fun.
The games aren't fun.
No, the games have not been. The defense has been fun to watch this season. And special teams. Like, that has been fun to watch.
I was at that Dallas game. It was putrid.
Then you're just a sadist. I mean, to sit through that game in the rain anyway. Yeah. I mean, that's.
Well, when the highlight of the game is Slater blocking a punt.
Yes.
But what a highlight, though. That's a feel-good moment, man, when that was
Slater. Sweet nectar of victory.
Yeah, when the future Hall of Famer Slater comes in and blocks a punt.
Speaking of that, Steve Tasker on the Hall of Fame ballot this year.
Oh, let's hope he gets in.
Now, who's better known, Steve Tasker or Matthew Slater?
Tasker.
Yeah, Tasker's the man.
I don't know. One's played in more Super Bowls, though.
How do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
No Slater, no Super Bowls, my friend.
Yeah.
If you don't have Slater, you ain't getting one of those Super Bowls.
At least Tasker went to four in a row. I don't think the Patriots have ever gone to four in a row, have they?
Not in a row.
No, not in a row.
No. And you can have a guy. I mean, he's the gunner of all gunners. Mm. And wasn't Tasker responsible for the Leon Lett fumble?
That was Don Beebe.
Oh, Don Beebe. How could I get them mixed up?
His kid's playing somewhere, I saw recently.
Everyone's kid's playing somewhere. Like, if you have a father who played professional sports, like, you're basically in that professional sport, unless you're Cooper Manning.
Well, speaking of Cooper, Bert was showing me clips of Cooper Manning at 14 years old.
And it has a gun.
Lighting it up.
Like, he was showing me some of the highlights, and it looks like a seasoned college player, and he's 14. Killing it.
Oh, wait, Manning's kid?
Cooper Manning's kid.
Oh, really?
Who was the most talented of all of them, if you believe it or not.
Yeah, right hands.
He was receiver. He was going to be the one that was the true star.
Yeah.
All right, so Cooper Manning's kid is now, like, the best?
He's going to be the best, and hopefully he can, I mean, he can probably get a scholarship to either Ole Miss or Tennessee.
Oh, they
we'll
love
find
him.
Out.
Oh, do they love that hick, Peyton Manning in Tennessee.
Team sucks. Like, they need a savior.
They need a coach.
They need a lot of things, man.
As soon as Lane Kiffin left.
Is that why you don't like Grant Williams? Because he played at Tennessee?
No, I don't dislike Grant Williams. I just know that Tennessee team, and it was a collective. It was a sum of its parts. It wasn't Grant Williams' team.
I told you Grant Williams has an unfortunate record right now, and that is the most three-point attempts without making one this season.
Yes,
I think he's 0 for 23, I believe, or something like that.
He also is the premier wizard in his gaming society.
He does love Dungeons & Dragons.
He does love Dungeons & Dragons. All right, we will be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I lost 7.5 pounds when I over Thanksgiving.
Wow. Is it from drinking or?
How would you lose weight from drinking?
I've lost weight drinking.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
With the calories and everything?
Yeah, I've lost weight drinking.
Did you switch from like beer to like vodka or something?
No, I went straight. I went away. I didn't really. Well, it's probably because I was probably just drinking more than I ate. I bet, but
yeah. I mean, some. Well,
so you're replacing food with alcohol.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a decent diet.
Well, I was so trapped in that basement at my stepfather's house that I like did not eat. My wife and I figured it out yesterday how much I actually had to eat while I was there, and I had 2 6-inch subs from Wawa, which is the greatest thing of all time. I don't know why there's not a Wawa here. I had a piece of pizza and a piece of ham. That was all I had to eat over 3 days. Oh, and half a turkey sandwich at the airport coming back.
Okay.
Just because I was hiding so much.
You wouldn't come up to go out and get food or anything?
It's like a dangerous like thing. Like because my father-in-law would sit at the dining room table and read the paper, but he would sit there for like 3 hours and he'd be like, do you want to go like get any of the Thanksgiving stuff? And I'm like, if I do that, I know he probably doesn't want me hanging around and I'm gonna have to go into the refrigerator and start moving things around.
Well, that's when you come upstairs with your jacket on and the keys in your hand and you go, I forgot, I gotta go around at the store and pick something up. That's, like, you're already got a mission, he can't stop you.
That's his car though.
Oh, so you don't rent a car?
No.
Oh,
I'm only there for basically 2.5 days.
Yeah, so, I would have a fit. So I always have to have a car.
I have a question. All right, so you're married, you have children, you go see the in-laws. So you basically go to a basement.
Yes.
You stay down there, your wife's up with the family, and your kids are with the family?
My daughter spent the whole time in the basement with me. I mean, there's like a pool table, but they spent the whole time in the basement with me watching The Office. They didn't get Wi-Fi in the basement, so my son went from upstairs to the basement. He was kind of 50-50. My wife went to go see Friends and, like, talk to her dad. So, and, like, use the treadmill there. But, like, no one's ever been down there. So, like, if I bring in, like, a 30-rack of Coors Light, it's been there for 3 years. Like, no one's, like, touched it. Like, everything there is, like, pristine. Like, when you come back just the way I left it. So, yes, I got there Wednesday night. They went out to eat. I told them that I was too tired to go out to eat. I went to bed at 6:30. I then woke up, went down to the basement, spent the entire day in the basement. Oh, no. I went to Wawa with my wife and kids. Then I came back, ate the Wawa sub, sat in the basement till 5:30 when people came over, spent about 45 minutes upstairs, and then went back to the basement. Then the next day, and I probably went to sleep around like 8:30. And then the next day, I got up and I went down to the basement. And then at like 1:30, we went, 1:15, I know directly when it was, we went to the hockey game. Then I came back, and because I wanted to get out of there so bad, I had one piece of pizza and then went down to the basement.
So you were just sitting there, you got up to eat.
You were Joe Murray.
Yes, sounds familiar.
I was Joe Murray.
How was it?
It was all right. I mean, but I didn't eat.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
That's right. You probably moved less than Joe did.
Monty, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, is your father-in-law a wrestling fan, I wonder?
He is not, no.
He's not? Okay, I was thinking maybe he doesn't like you because what could have been with Goldberg and his daughter.
But, you know. I'm not even aware if he knows about that situation, but it's possible.
Oh, man.
Speaking of that, the internet is exploding because it's Andy Wong's birthday. Oh, all the Callan crew are throwing out the shout-outs. What's up, Andy Wong? Yeah. Happy birthday, my man.
I mean, that is like, I'm surprised you haven't sent anything on the air.
I just sent him a note. I texted him at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, because like the Wong father, you got to pay your respects.
Well, he gets home. That's what time he goes home.
At 4?
They close at like 2:30, mm-hmm. And then he's got to close up and everything. So I've done the overnight shift here, and like we talk the whole way home. He's going home. I'm going home. We have conversations.
Is there going to be a special, like, emergency podcast of Outside the Ropes?
We did one last night, actually.
Oh, you were part of it?
I was a part of it.
Oh, my God.
I was the third man in.
Really?
Now, yeah. Does this have anything to do with the man's birthday?
No. But I tried to set something up, but I don't know. We're going to...
Andy Wong doesn't want the press?
Yeah, sounds like that.
So Andy Wong, like, how late will he sleep? Is he these man? He sounds like a man who doesn't need a lot of sleep. He sounds like almost like a... an alpha to such a degree that he just doesn't need these things like sleep.
Yeah, I think he'll wake up around like 1-2 today, and then he'll go back to work and be there all night. But yeah, I'm trying to set something up. We want to go to the casino. We go to the casino together. So,
oh, very nice. How many hours do you spend gambling there?
Andy's fun because he messes with everybody at the table. He's a hell of a guy to go out.
Like, what do you play?
A blackjack.
Do you do the upstairs table?
We haven't met up. I haven't met up there. Ooh. He has.
Come on. Andy Wong doesn't hang out with the peasants.
No, Andy Wong.
He's at the high dollar tables. That's right. He's the high dollar tables. Like, he's the one with the guys where it's usually just like one person sitting there with a dealer.
Yeah, it's Andy's playing five hands.
There was a time where there was only enough, like, one seat, so I was the one sitting, of course. And Andy's just trying to play on my hand, and they're like, no, you can't do that. And this is Andy Wong. He can do whatever he wants.
And then he showed him, like, a business card, and they were like, oh, it's the Wong Fire. Are you sneaky Wong's best friend?
I mean, we talk. We talk a lot.
He is. And he would never admit it.
No,
Are you bigger than Sarge?
I think Sarge is his best friend. I think Sarge and Jimmy are his best friends.
Is that a one-way friendship?
No,
Does Andy call Sarge?
Yes.
Or does, see, I'm thinking that's just like a Sarge. Like, hey, what's up, Spike? Want to go, Spike? What do you want to do, Spike? Yeah. Like that cartoon dog.
Like, well, but like me and Andy talk about everything. Like everything. We
life, love,
yeah,
loss. Like,
literally, you name it. Yeah.
So when you go, okay, when you go to the casino with Andy, you guys, do you sit at the same table or is?
Yeah, we try to sit at the same table.
All right.
Yep.
Can you keep up with him?
Yeah.
Okay, am I going to be worried about you when we all go to the casino in a couple weeks?
No, but the problem is I'll be just sitting there.
No, I mean,
I'm going to Vegas in 2 days. My wife, like, I'm going to just tell my wife to go, and I'll be just sitting there.
Oh, that's right.
So is the plan for you just to sit at blackjack?
I'm trying to make activities. I'm trying to to do things.
Don't, you know what? The best way, if you're going to just sit there and you're planning on just, you know, setting up shop, do yourself a favor. Don't do it at a place like Caesar's where the Bellagio, minimums are like 20. Yeah. Just go down to where the ugly people are and go down to old school Vegas where they got 99-cent shrimp cocktail. You will have the time of your effing life at the $1 to $2 minimum blackjack tables where all of the people who are like the dealers there are busted and they have been rode hard, put up wet, and they will help you. They will count your cards for you. They'd be like, listen, I've been seeing a lot of aces on the table. This is a single blackjack. You really?
That's what I'm like. If I'm sitting there and it's cold quickly, I'm out. there's a lot of kings coming up. I don't like this table.
You can get blasted and like double down on everything and lose $5 at the end of it all.
Is the Hooters Casino still there?
The Hoots! They're still there. They got guaranteed $2 blackjack Monday through Friday.
Single deck blackjack.
Yep, single deck blackjack.
I go to Hooters enough here. I'm not going there.
All right. But, yeah, that's the story. So you would be in heaven at my father-in-law's house.
Sounds like it. My only thing is, like, if I go out with my wife, like, I have to do activity. Like, it's like, oh, we're going to here. You have to stay upstairs. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go downstairs. Like, I sometimes look at scores on my phone and I get yelled at for it.
Oh, sure. So it's forced fun you guys got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love everybody. It's just I'd rather be sitting downstairs.
Well, to me, that's always the best thing about like going to her family's house because she goes and talks to her family and I can just disappear. It's when I'm with my family that I have to entertain. Like, I've got to do things. Like, they expect things out of me. No, dude, going to her place is awesome.
No, when I go to my parents' house, my mom will come downstairs and she'll go, Freddie, okay, I'm going to ask you a question, okay? Can I ask you a question? Is chicken parmesan okay for dinner? I'll go, why did you ramp up to that question? It's a nothing question. Why? Freddie, don't yell. Freddie, don't yell. Don't yell at me.
I wasn't yelling.
Don't raise your voice. Oh, God, I can't win.
It just builds up, doesn't it?
And then I get mad. And now every time I yell with my dad, and my dad and I yell at me, my mom looks like a victim in the Dirty Harry movies. Like she's just like
victim in the Dirty Harry.
Yeah, she just like falls back and then falls back again as the verbal bullets hit her. She just falls down. Oh, you! It's obvious you don't want us here.
Oh my God.
We used to be able to yell. Now we're not even a real family anymore.
You know what I was thinking of like this whole weekend? Because we had Christmas music on at home and you put it on the little thing where it's the Christmas music and in the car, Christmas music. And I might have sang this song to myself no less than 24 times. And you mentioned the Kowloon Crew and it made me remember this.
Sarge really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Jace, do I just may?
It's really cold outside.
Monday Night Raw
with Dean Ambrose
is on tonight.
Roman Reigns is gonna suplex Bray Wyatt.
I know it's gonna be soon.
Like your death.
We'll be eating at Kowloon.
Don't go to sleep.
So hey, Andy Wong.
He's cool and will be spared.
Let's have some Saugus wings.
Don't go to sleep.
All weekend. Let's have some Saugus wings.
It sounds like Joe is sneakily Wong's best friend.
I'm a fan of Andy Wong. His wife's very nice. We all hang out.
She's very nice.
Yeah, it's. I have a feeling that Jimmy Stewart and Sarge are second and third in command. The Joe
Police Andy Wong. Police Andy Wong. Please, Andy Wong, give me more spring rolls and moose shoe pork.
There's that one, of course.
These are the days that are just no one's listening.
There's actually a lot of people, believe it or not.
Like, I don't know. Not a lot of people going to work today, I don't think. There's no one here.
Maybe you're right.
It's a good day to just like leave here and go to the Kowloon and just sit there for the rest of the day. Uber home.
All right, do you have anything else?
Sure, why not?
Creeping around the locker room at the wrestling event. Hey, it's the $1 million man. I'm gonna steal his jock.
That's as simple as that one. He's gonna steal his underwear.
I don't know if the $1 million man's the one you want right now.
I'm just going to do a new Christmas catalog this year, maybe.
With Sarge?
I'd be happy to sing along.
I wonder what other... Oh, I mean, Jimmy, you could do that. What if we did the Kowloon Crew chorus?
Oh, although man.
You couldn't spell those all with K's. That would not be smart.
Yeah. So
yeah.
People, they would get the wrong idea. They would think it was a mistake.
I don't remember this one.
It's Sarge here, staring at you on TV, watching you through the camera, nodding at you creepily. All of the other headline readers do not stare like me. I might cut off my eyelids to stare at you eternally. I see you when you're sleeping.
All right. Well, it's a magical time of year.
I'm looking out there, Fred.
There ain't one car out there.
All right. I don't think a station opens for like another.
Well, there's no car
hours.
On the road. It's one of these like.
Call us if you're listening, just so we don't feel lonely.
It's like I had to get up for this.
617-779-0985. Make us not feel lonely.
Well, I know Andy. I know Andy's wife.
I know Andy.
I know Jace, too. I know Sarge.
Why not have a dinner?
Sarge knows me.
Andy, if you're listening, call us.
He's not listening. He gets home at 4 in the morning. Andy's in the silk sheets, like, with the 5 million thread count.
Someone just tweeted that. They said, I know Andy Wong. Andy Wong knows me. I know Sarge. Sarge knows Andy. Andy knows his wife. His wife knows me. So why not have some spring rolls?
Why not rock the loon? All right, what's coming up, Rich?
Oh, Joe, you're going to like this. We got a player in the NFL busted for betting on his own games.
All right, we'll hear all about that and more. Here are the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
You know, we have a couple people on the phone. You want just to say hello to somebody so we don't feel like we're alone in this world?
Hi, Adam.
What's going down?
Hi.
We're all alone.
I'm listening. You guys say call. I'm calling. I'm there for you guys. Don't feel bad. Don't feel alone. I'm here. I'm always going to be here. Fred, I love you. I call you a bitch a couple of times, but I love you.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I love you, bitch. I think that's what he was just saying. Well, Fred, it is the end of the decade, and Spotify has released their most streamed artists and songs of the decade.
Well, the song, I believe, is Old Town Road, correct?
This is the most streamed of the entire decade.
Okay.
So how about this? Just to make it a little bit easier for you, I will play you. First of all, any guesses what you think number one is? I won't tell you right now, but any guesses what number one, the most stream song of the decade on Spotify?
I always say Shake It Off.
Shake It Off, no.
All right.
No, she's kind of shockingly missing from a lot of these lists.
Well, I mean, once you've had John Mayer, it's very difficult to function.
Maybe it is. Okay, I am going to play you this artist, and I want you to tell me what song is this. This is one of the most streamed songs of the decade.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
It's Justin Timberlake.
Like
nope.
Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room.
Is this the five?
No.
Like you.
Oh, is it the, that like boy band guys? Harry Styles?
Nope.
Nope.
I know the song.
Yeah. This dude is massive.
It's a dude?
It's a dude.
It's a dude.
And I think that he had like the third or fourth highest grossing tour of the decade. Like he made more money than all, but I think U2 and there might have been one more.
Is it the redheaded kid?
That is the redheaded kid, Ed Sheeran.
There you go.
Ed Sheeran, who so weirdly ends up like playing a show at Gillette on a giant stage, and it's just him.
Yeah, because who wants to pay a bunch of jabronis to be your backing?
I mean, that guy must make a zillion dollars. Okay, here is another one of the. That was number one. That's the most streamed song, by the way, of the entire decade. Here is another one of the list. Can you name this artist?
That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
Yeah, I hate it.
Come on, you gotta know this.
I do too.
Who did I say I like?
I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
I hate this guy.
Who did I say I like, Brent? Come on, you gotta crap on.
Shaq, you said Shaq.
No.
The Fushnikins?
No.
It's the return of Fushnikins.
Lizzie?
No, Lizzo's awesome, but no, Lizzo's a woman.
Yeah, I don't know if it was right, just a cameo.
Who's a famous rapper now that you wouldn't consider an MC?
Pitbull.
He was a former TV star.
Drake.
Yeah, that is Drake. And Drake sucks.
So he doesn't even rap.
I'm a Drake fan. I like Drake.
Okay. But it's to call him a hip hop artist would be out of place.
I think he's good. Like when you go to the club, like you hear him.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to the club a lot.
Most streamed songs of the decade. Fred, can you name this artist?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Time. Neon Zion.
Somehow from 1994, maybe?
Yeah, Jerry Glenn.
Must be the money.
Afro sheen in my hair.
I just like hardly even opens his mouth. He was the first mumble rapper, as a matter of
fact. Well, that's how pimps talk, don't you know?
It must be. Okay, Fred, this is the number three most streamed track of the decade. Can you guess who this is?
All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
Is it that's with me, Post Malone.
That is indeed Post Malone.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I don't think, and I don't mind Post Malone, but I'm not a fan of that song. All right. Can you name this one?
Take me into your loving arms.
This song's great. I actually like
it. Wait a second.
Kiss me under the light of a thousand.
Is this Air Supply?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Place your head
on. It's Leo Sayer. Did he have to play the guy who wrote Let's Get It On? Did he have to write? Did he have to pay Marvin Gaye?
It does sound a lot like Let's Get It On. That song was huge. It's actually a good song.
I have no idea who that is.
That is, once again, Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Yeah, Ed Sheeran is not something that has crossed over into my children's collection.
My goodness. All right. And finally, the one of the number three most streamed song.
Midget with a dog.
Ah, very controversial.
Good old midget with a dog.
That's right.
No, that would be this one right here.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford.
I like this song, but apparently these guys are Hall of Fame a-holes. Like as big of a group of a-holes as you can possibly imagine.
Well, that eliminates the five. Is it the... I'm trying to think of, like, group. Panic at the Disco?
No.
Not Panic at the Disco. What's the one who's... It's all about how they made it.
Oh, that's Panic at the Disco. Look how mama made it.
Yeah, they have two songs about how they made it.
High hope for a living. I really made it. That's now I'm going to be.
All right, who is that?
That would be the Chainsmokers.
Oh.
Chainsmokers with Halsey. Chainsmokers, okay, so I their concert came recently, and I know somebody went, and they put a picture of something that they did on stage, which might be the greatest thing I've seen. I mean, we've seen Motley Crue where they have, you know, the drum set becomes a roller coaster. We've seen Kiss. We've seen these over-the-top things. The Chainsmokers brought out on stage that giant iron ball with the two motorcycles in the middle of it and had two women stand at the bottom of it while the motorcycle guys went at full speed around them throughout the inside of the sphere.
They must be a really good band to have to distract people like that.
I don't care. You put that out there, you got me. Like, that to me, like, you see the circus or the fair or whatever like that, you have my undivided attention.
If Foghat's not playing in the background, it's lost all its credibility.
Apparently so. This was also one of the most streamed artists of the decade. You know?
No.
Ariana Grande.
Again, she was unvictorious. I didn't see the star potential at that time.
There you go, Fred.
Yeah, I don't like any of this.
Yeah, well, there you go.
If I say fooey.
You say fooey to all of this.
Those are all the songs you hear, though, like when you go to like the supermarket or the
store. Haven't been to the supermarket in 3 years.
And then you get in your car and you just sing it to yourself over and over.
Yep, and then this one was number six.
Now you're talking. Finally, he gets his just due. Because everyone had bought the vinyl already, so it's amazing that people would actually stream it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Fred
Toucher. I like this guy. I like
to this guy's local.
To you on the radio in the greater Boston area.
I heard he's moving to Nashville to be closer to the industry.
I heard he's moving next door to you to be closer to you.
God bless him.
With your buddy Rich. Toucher and Rich is such a very good show on the radio. I like to listen to it several times per week.
Several times. That's good. Well, at least he's like a prolific writer. I mean, he's a...
Tony Mayers. Tony Mayers. What a great, great job he has. Talking sports. Talking sports. Doing all his baseball reports.
Yeah, but you can go dig it deep into his catalog and find...
Fart face.
So he's hoping for, like, a kid to search fart face and then get his quarter of a cent.
That's the first thing that comes up, yes.
All right, I understand. All right, Rich, what is going on in the world of gambling?
What is that one? I don't know what that one is.
Is that the guy?
Butt face.
It's the sequel to Fart Face. It's Butt Face.
All right, so what else is going on?
Yep, there has been I haven't heard about this in forever. When's the last time a player currently in the league ended up getting in trouble for gambling on games? Pete Rose, I mean, was in the league at the time, but I'm trying to think. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often, but it looks like Arizona Cardinals defensive back Josh Shaw is in big trouble. He's been busted for betting on NFL games. He apparently made a three-team parlay bet on November 10th at a Caesars Sportsbook in Las Vegas. So, I mean, oh, God, how stupid was
that? Well, he also put his job as professional football player when he did it. And started talking up the guy to get in his ticket about how he was a professional, how he played for the Cardinals.
Are you crazy? One of the teams included the bet was the Cardinals as part of a bet on second half odds. Now, the Cardinals were trailing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 17-13 at the time, and the Buccaneers were favored by 1 point and a half. They failed to cover but still beat the Cardinals, and Shaw lost his bet anyway. Now, how was he doing that while he was playing?
No, he hasn't played this year. He's injured.
Oh, that's right. He's injured. Okay. Well, Caesars apparently contacted the appropriate authorities and became aware of his bet. Shaw made no effort to hide his identity. As you said, he listed his occupation as, quote, professional football player.
Yeah, it's not the most brilliant guy in the world. All right, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, I got two questions for you. Number one, how do you know it's not Ed Sheeran, and why are you such an idiot?
Well, my dear, here come the Sheeran heads coming out of nowhere.
That's right.
I'm never in situations where, like, if Sheeran's playing, that it would be identified to me. All right, you hung up. I was explaining to you what was going on.
I've been to two weddings where that song was played.
I also haven't been to a wedding in forever. The second round of them should be coming up soon.
Well, I know. Well, that's the thing. It's like it's between the ages of 23 and 30. Ugh. You seem to be going to a wedding every other weekend.
Two years ago, I think I went to like six.
Yeah. I mean, it just, it's one after the next, after the next, after the next.
And usually second marriages, they don't want to push the envelope too much, so they'll only have like 10 people to them. So I had my good friend who was best man at his first wedding, who was best man at mine, just had his kids. That was it. Oh. Did it in the house.
Smart.
Yeah.
Wedding? Let's not get into it.
All right. We'll find out what Zolak
can... At this point, it'd be inevitable. You want to be me.
All right.
You come on.
I am Jack G.
No, I don't like Jack G.
Jack G likes you.
All right, we'll check in with Zolak.
And Bert- Jack G.
All right, we'll check in with Zolak and Bertrand in a moment.
You wish you was me. You wish you was me. Yeah. I'm all that you see.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Mr. Rob Poole, Mr. Hardy is
right,
here. Right here.
All right. You just told us something. Were you feel comfortable sharing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Because there's a stigma attached. And now that I know you two have been victimized by this,
I might
see you at a retreat weekend of some kind.
Yeah. I just know the only thing I know about this is on the Real World Seattle. One of the girls left. I don't think she was right mentally either, but she left because of her Lyme disease. She said that it was too much to be in the house with Lyme disease.
So, okay, first of all, when I remember one day this summer, I was at the pool and my wife said, "What is that on the side of your body here?" And I'm like, "What?" To me, it looked like a red mark. And she goes, "It's not a red mark. That looks like a bullseye." And so when I lifted up my arm, there was this circle and in the middle was like what looked like a little bit of a black thing.
Blackhead?
Yeah. And then it was white, and then it was a big red like circle around, like the Target logo.
Yeah.
And she went Googling, she goes, "Dude, I think that's a tick bite, and that might be Lyme disease." So I went to the doctor, and they just loaded me up with, I think it might have been 5 weeks worth of antibiotics.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the effects of it, but they told me that that was like early stages of Lyme.
So I found the tick on me yesterday when I got home.
So it was still attached.
It was still attached.
Ooh.
And I don't know if it had just gotten on there, because first thing you do, you go home, pet the dog, roll around with the dog. "Hey, how you doing, dog?" So it was either from that moment or it was from the last nice day we had 3-4 days ago.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt, but I've always been told that in the winter it was almost impossible to get a tick bite because the ticks are either all
incorrect.
Dead.
Incorrect.
I mean, that's pretty. Do you know where you might have gotten it?
Oh, there's literally deer that come into our yard.
Okay.
So, yes, it's all around our house. I mean, there's a lot of woods around our house. So
lives in a swamp.
It is a conservation protected area beetle.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
It's nice. It's great to look at.
I called the doctor last night. Of course, I'm freaking out. All I wanted to do was take a nap because, you know, I had 4 hours sleep the night before after the late game, and I had to work late last night. I'm like, instead, I'm like panicking and getting out all the tools to try and remove the tick, which I couldn't. Left probably half of it in there. So I'm going back to the doctor, or I'm going to the doctor today, but they already gave me the first dose of the antibiotics.
Well, hopefully you nailed it, because that sucks.
That's my bad.
Lyme disease, not fun.
All right, well, listen. One thing that I'm able to get you through is a nice little tight one, you know?
Stop you on a dime.
Yeah. About the size of a tick bite.
Oh.
Stop you on a dime. Maybe you can stop that pain from good old-fashioned eroticism. Carnal vibes, baby.
All in consensual.
Dad Boner was very upset about that person not knowing who Van Halen was.
Billie Eilish.
I don't know who Billie Eilish is.
No, you don't.
You shouldn't.
Hey, so she's not really 17, huh? I saw that thing that Murray put up yesterday.
Well, she's not, because, or she's 18 now.
Well, he's got something that says she's in at least her 20s.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Even less of an excuse to not know who Van Halen are. She's probably around during the...
But if she's playing a 17-year-old, she's a hell of an actress. And she's got to pretend to be 17.
And what's she on?
Play dumb.
What show is she on?
She's a singer. Singer.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Got that one of the biggest songs of the year. I'm a bad guy.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Oops, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.